You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Satirius Johnson. The World Baseball Classic is underway in Jupiter, Florida. It's the third time since 2005 that the international tournament has taken place. During last night's qualifying round, Israel easily beat South Africa by a score of 7-3. Israeli New Yorker Shlomo Lippitz pitches for Team Israel, and he joins us now. Good morning, Shlomo.
Good morning.
So congrats on last night's win.
Thank you. It was a good one. Good way to start, you know, the tournament. It's a short tournament, so you really don't have time to make any mistakes, especially not in the first game of the tournament.
Right. And, you know, because it's a double elimination tournament this year, you're playing again tomorrow against the winner between Spain and France. How are you preparing for that?
Well, to start with, we're heading to the field in about 10 minutes. Game time tomorrow was moved to 1 o'clock to allow the game to take place before the Shabbat. So, you know, just going through the routine. All these guys have done this before, and nothing should be different tomorrow.
Now, this would be the first World Classic for Team Israel, and you're actually only one of three Israelis on the team. How is that?
Well, the rules for the World Classic is a little different. If you're eligible to become an Israeli citizen, meaning if you're your mother or father or Jewish, that's enough to be considered, at least for Team Israel, the heritage player. So that allows, obviously, us to pick from a little larger pool of players besides only Israeli citizens.
I guess baseball isn't really a big sport in Israel.
That's one way of saying it. Yeah, I mean, it's still considered a niche sport. You know, if you're a top athlete, you would still go be playing basketball, soccer. But, you know, baseball definitely has a room. And, you know, this is the highest level of competition. So we're definitely on the map.
So how did you go about trying to find people to populate your team?
Well, we're very lucky to get Brad Osmus, who just retired a couple of years ago, who has a long career in the major leagues. And he actually made, once we got him on board and brought him to Israel for a little visit and really got him going, he actually made the ask for us. And, you know, if you're a minor leaguer and you're getting a call from Brad Osmus, I don't know too many people who would say no, especially if it's for Team Israel.
Now you're also the music programmer at a music venue downtown called City Winery here in Manhattan. How do you have time for world-class baseball?
Well, Michael Dorf is a very nice guy.
That's your boss, I guess, right?
Yeah, he's my boss at City Winery, which is actually just across the street from your studios. You know, most of my work is done by email. So I could still continue working through this whole process. And, you know, just a lot of dedication and really not spending my free time doing anything else besides playing baseball.
Now, I've heard that these games of yours are going to be televised in Israel. How about any fans here in the U.S.? How can people follow how your team is doing?
Well, there's two ways to do that. If you want to watch all the games live on worldclassic.com, it's pretty easy instructions how to see that. And then if you guys want to get the insider information about Team Israel from inside the locker room, profile about the players, I would recommend going to thekingofjewishbaseball.com. Actually, one of our players is just holding a blog. It's extremely funny and very informative.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Shlomo.
No problem. Thanks for having me on here.
Shlomo Lippitz pitches for Team Israel, which is competing in the World Baseball Classic now underway in Jupiter, Florida.